My grandpa Carl was big and strong. There was nothing he could not do. He was a firefighter, a commercial fisherman, a builder, a chef, and most of all, my grandpa. Grandpa Carl always took time to play with my older brother and me. So it was no surprise that when at ages 5 and 3, we asked if we could build a fort, he was happy to oblige. My brother and I were at my grandparents' house in Terra Linda, with its huge backyard, or at least it seemed to be, with its low forest of fig trees and field of grass. High up on the patchy hill, we had a pile of light brown wood, except one purple plank. With Grandpa's help, we gathered nails, screws, a hammer, a drill, and a saw. We worked all day. The only time we stopped was when a wasp stung me on the tip of my nose. My grandpa comforted me and made me smile by soothing my wound by dabbing cold vanilla ice cream on my nose. After the wasp incident, our progress slowed. I kept away from the small bumps in the ground with the slightest buzzing sound coming from them. By day's end, we had built the smooth base of the fort with a couple of crooked planks attached to it and some protruding nails. Next to the fort and under some pine needles, the purple plank remained on the ground. On that hot day in my grandparents' backyard, even with the wasp attack, I had fun. I had never really built anything before. In fact, I was the type of kid who took his toy bulldozer and knocked down my big brother's Lego structures. Working with my grandpa and brother to create something made me feel proud. We never finished the fort. Building the fort is one of the last things I remember doing with my grandpa before he died. Whenever I see wood painted purple, it reminds me of that day and how strong, tall, and happy my grandpa was before he got sick. I look forward to the day when I can build a fort with my children and grandchildren. I only hope I can build one as good as my grandpa could. With The Perspective, I'm Ben Guggenheim.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.